Welcome to How to Money. I'm Joel.
And I'm Matt.
And today we're discussing jumping on a low-cost cell phone plan.
Joel, do I look tired to you?
Yeah, I see the bags under your eyes.
Feel like sleepy. The reason I ask is my brother-in-law, him and his wife, they had a baby last night.
Yeah.
So congrats to them. They had a healthy baby boy. But the reason I'm tired is because their one-year-old, almost two-year-old daughter spent the night with us last night and tonight as well. But, you know, she's not used to being in her house, sleeping in the pack and play. And we're not used to waking up a couple times a night tending to a baby.
Oh, man. I got to say, it's such a relief to exit that stage as a parent. Yeah. Finally, your kid's sleeping through the night and then to go back to getting woken up in the middle of the night. I can't imagine. It's so hard to get drugged back into that place again.
Yeah, I know. Especially without the adrenaline of having your own like fresh baby. You know, it's like I can handle that as long as I've got like the cute baby. I haven't even met the new baby yet. You know, I've been working all day and haven't been able to get over to the hospital. Maybe we should do an episode about babies.
Like, ooh.
How much do babies cost?
Well, we need to do one, especially right? Because I feel like every year the statistic comes out about how much a child costs to raise.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like it's kind of ridiculous. And we should definitely talk about the cost of raising a kid and how to minimize those. And so let's do an episode on that soon.
Yeah, man, I think people would love that. And if you've had a baby recently, why don't you go ahead and send in a picture of your baby, because let's see them beautiful babies.
Yes.
I'm not even joking. I think that'd be hilarious.
I would love to see a picture of your baby. Seriously.
No, for real. If you're a listener and you've had a baby in the past, let's just say year.
Year.
Yeah. If you got a cute baby, let's see them babies.
And the best place to post it so we can all see it is our Facebook group. So if you feel comfortable, some people don't feel comfortable posting pictures of their kids on social.
That's true.
But if you do, post a pic of your super cute baby on our Facebook group and we will just comment with like googly eyes and stuff like that.
Yeah. Hard eyes. I'm all about it.
Babies are the cutest. All right, so congrats to Dan and Jess. That's awesome. And by the way, the first time I met Dan, I remember, Matt, one of the first things that we hit it off about was disc golf. We both have this super intense love for disc golf.
Dude, he loves the disc golf. It's true.
And just in case anyone hasn't heard or has never played disc golf out there, it's one of my favorite sports for a lot of reasons. First, you're kind of walking through nature, and it's just kind of fun to spend a couple of hours outdoors chucking a frisbee, essentially. And although disc golfers don't really like to call it frisbee, you're playing with a disc. But disc golf's awesome because you can buy essentially two discs and have everything you need to play for the rest of your life for free.
Yep.
Everywhere you play disc golf, it's free. It's just the best time. It's so fun to go out there with friends, maybe bring a beer or two, and just play disc golf, man. It's the best. I miss it so much. So I need to get back out there, and maybe I'll take Dan and the new baby.
Yeah, Dan's actually who got me my first two discs, man. I think I threw with you a couple times and I would borrow maybe one or two of your discs. But then Dan got me a driver and a putter, and I think maybe I found a mid-range disc.
Nice. And that's like
in the woods. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, well, I only use the driver and the putter anyways.
All right. And Matt, today the beer that we're drinking on the show is Casa Agria Zarza Marron from Oxnard, California. And it's a Flanders-style brown ale with blackberries, cranberries, and raspberries.
Dude, all the berries.
Yes.
I got so stoked when I saw those berries on there.
So I can't wait to tell you guys about the beer at the end of the show. And just wanted to say thanks to my buddy Josh for bringing it down. He visited the ATL recently and we did a little beer exchange. And I've never had anything from Casa Agria, and I'm really excited to have this beer.
So speaking of beer or alcohol, I saw a report by the World Health Organization. But it was a report, and they were saying how 5% of deaths globally are attributed to alcohol.
Oh.
5%. Isn't that crazy?
That seems like a lot.
Yeah. Like one in 20 deaths. And I'm sure that like they're conflating their numbers a little bit to include any sort of death that might be possibly related to some sort of alcohol involvement at all. But they were talking about it because there's lots of stories out there how they say, oh, well, you know, if you can have a little bit of booze, like a single glass of wine a night or something like that, it's actually good for your heart. And there's all this. And they're just saying that, like, you know what? Statistically speaking, it's still safer to not drink.
Yeah.
Like at all. And, you know, obviously we love craft beer a lot. Oh, I wonder actually what the percentage of people that drink craft beer specifically. I bet the number is way smaller as far as death-related incidents that are related to craft beer.
Partially because craft beer hasn't been around all that long, really.
That is true. But I mean, I guess I wanted to mention that too, because we love craft beer, obviously. But at the same time, like, we drink in moderation. We're not idiots. And we would encourage you to also be responsible. You know, we love having a delicious beer during the week together, you know, while we have an awesome conversation about money or something money related. But sometimes it's easy to get carried away, and we would just want to encourage you to be smart.
Yeah, and especially a beer like this, Matt. I mean, I get so excited to sip this beer slowly and to essentially over hours just enjoy the flavor. That's my favorite part about craft beer. Mm-hmm. And so it just doesn't lend itself to chugging back three or four and just getting hammered. And so something like this, it's just really nice to have a small glass and drink it really slowly.
All right, Joel, let's go ahead and get started talking about low-cost cell phone plans. And first of all, we wanted to encourage you to go back and listen to last week's. If you haven't already listened to last week's, we did an episode on getting a deal on a new cell phone. And yeah, we covered a lot of great points there. And so this is sort of like part two of that cell phone life.
Yeah, Matt. And the problem is that many people are still paying way too much for their cell phone service. It's kind of like my parents. Randomly, they were paying for AOL after everyone else had jumped ship.
Like for free with the discs that they get in the mail?
Yeah. I remember that. But they were still paying. And there are still people to this day paying $25 a month for AOL, even though AOL has been made completely free for their mail. Yeah, they're still paying for internet service through AOL because they just have never canceled it. So I think that last I read, there are over 2 million people paying AOL $25 a month, essentially for nothing.
That's probably like the worst statistic I've ever heard in my life.
I know, right?
Yeah. like worst / saddest. I'm like, who are these people who are just paying this without realizing it? And I feel like a big part of that, right? A big reason might be because we just don't talk about our finances enough.
Yep.
That's a big reason that you and I like talking about money, is because it's something that isn't talked about enough. And we like being somewhat countercultural and stepping on people's toes and making people feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, get it out in the open.
Yeah,
right?
But a big part of it is because we want to talk about it. We want it to be normalized. And, you know, it's like talking about how much you're paying for your cell phone service might be this thing where you feel that you don't have the freedom to talk about, because you're like, oh, that's not really what my friends and I talk about. We talk about getting the new iPhone. We don't talk about like how much we're paying every month on cell phone service. What we would want to do is encourage you to be that person maybe in your friend group to kind of challenge your friends to start talking about these things, to challenge each other to save money. Because like, if you're still friends in 20, 30 years, like, instead you can be retired and having these conversations or like, you know, while traveling. Like, we just want you to be maybe sort of like the beacon, you know, the beacon of hope, of light when it comes to you and your friends' finances.
Yeah, I think the cell phone bill for many people is actually really kind of equivalent to the AOL bill for those 2 million folks that are still paying for it, because a lot of people haven't shopped their cell phone bill in years. And so they're paying, they haven't seen how precipitously the prices have dropped when it comes to cell phone plans and how many cheap options there are out there right now. Because the average monthly cell phone bill is still $73. That's crazy, Matt.
Yeah, dude, that is very crazy. And like, so I did some quick math, and that amount every month, right, $73 invested over 10 years, is pretty close to $13,000, which is a ton of money. And real quick, that's if you take like a monthly expense and you multiply it by 173, right? 173, that is essentially is that amount invested over the next 10 years, mm-hmm. compounded. Like, that's how much, you know, you would end up with in 10 years.
And that's a lot of money, right?
Yeah, that's a ton of money.
And since cell phone bills don't actually fluctuate on a monthly basis, you just kind of get used to paying the same amount. It gets, you know, automatically deducted from your checking account or automatically paid from your credit card. And you don't notice the amount going out, and you don't think to shop. You're just paying the same amount every month, no matter what. We're here to say there are so many better ways to do it, so many cheaper ways to get cell phone service, and they're ultimately not going to cramp your style at all.
Yeah, man, and that's part of why these cell phone plans don't get shopped, because you get used to paying the same amount. It's sort of on like the subscription model basis, right? It's a monthly bill, and you just get used to paying it, and it just gets absorbed into your budget. It's a set amount. It doesn't really change. And it's sort of like these new subscription-based companies. They kind of get you hooked, you know, or they get you interested and you start paying it, and then you just get used to paying it, and then you just never kind of fall off the wagon. You never really look at what you're receiving and saying, is this actually worth the money that I'm putting towards it?
Like that sock subscription that you jumped on.
Dude, that's a real thing.
It exists.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's a real thing. But I mean, like Blue Apron or Dollar Shave Club, right? Like these are all the different subscription-based companies, and they're blowing up. And the reason that they're blowing up is because people sign up and it's just on cruise control. It just keeps going. And from a business standpoint, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Because they get someone on board and they know that the percentage of people who then turn around and say, no, I don't want to do this anymore is so slim. And they just keep paying it. They keep amassing razors or a bunch of Blue Aprons. I don't know how it works. Yeah. But like, it's just something that they don't challenge themselves to say no to.
Yeah. And ultimately, most of the people in our society, they value convenience over cost. And
definitely.
And we're here to say it's actually not terribly inconvenient to pick a new cell phone plan. It's not going to be very difficult, but ultimately you can save so much. You can cut your cost to such a level that it can be a meaningful amount of money that you can save.
All right, man, let's go ahead and get started. Let's jump into it. So how to get on a low-cost cell phone plan. The first thing that you want to consider is consider using your phone less, because if you use it less, you'll end up paying less. And what we're specifically referring to is data. Everyone wants to have unlimited data, but if you do, you're going to pay for it. You need to ask yourself, do you really need it? Or are you just looking sort of for that peace of mind where you think, well, I don't really know how much I'm consuming. I just want to have unlimited so I don't have to worry about it. That's a very worthwhile question, right? How much data am I actually using?
Yeah, and there's a whole lot of things in life, right, where we choose to use less of something in order to save money, right? We turn the thermostat up in the summer to avoid using the electricity and the air conditioning, right? That's a conscious choice that we make. And you can do the same thing with your cell phone. You know, choose to use Wi-Fi. Most of the time, you have access to a Wi-Fi network if you're at home or at work. Most of the time, right, you can jump on the Wi-Fi network there. And so if you can do that and use less data on your phone, that's going to be a way that you can hop on a lower cost plan.
Yeah. And specifically as well, I'm thinking about it as like a budget, right? So like look at your statements at the end of the month and look at how much you actually are using. Like look at how much you are using of the allotted data that you're given every month. If it's unlimited, look at how much you're using. And if it's less than 2 gigs a month, well, shoot, you don't need unlimited. You already fit within the 2 gigs or less sort of plan with a little bit of thoughtfulness. You could easily even get that probably under 1 gig. But knowing where to start, right? If I actually do think about it like a budget, you need to know where you're starting and then to see if that's even something that's possible for you. You might look at your statement and see that like, oh man, this past month I used 11 gigs worth of data. There's no way I'm going to be able to get it under 2.
Yeah.
And if so, that's sure. Like there's no sense in maybe trying to cut it down just a little bit or to go through the pain and discipline of trying to get yourself under 2, it's just not going to be worth it for you. It's not going to be worth your time.
Yeah, but if you're close, you can take a look at that billing statement and you can see I'm using 2.5 or 3.5 gigs of data. And you know what? I really think I can jump on a Wi-Fi network a little more frequently and just use less in general in order to save, you know, 40, 50, maybe even more dollars a month.
Ooh, I just noticed you said data. Do you say data or do you say data?
I think I go back and forth. I don't know.
I think earlier I was saying data. Data?
Oh, snap.
What was the kid's name on Goonies?
I don't know. I didn't see the movie.
Wait, you never seen the Goonies?
I've never seen the Goonies.
You shut up.
I hate to admit it.
Well, there's a little... Gosh, this is going to sound so racist. There's a little Asian kid and his name was Data. Or Data.
You can say it. You're Asian. It's allowed.
Like you've heard people talk about... Booby traps. I was setting booty traps. And they're like, no, it's booby traps. And he's like, that's what I said. Booty traps. I can't believe you've never seen the Goonies, dog.
I'm pathetic.
Oh, you're not pathetic. You're a little bit younger than I am. That's it.
I'm like a year younger than you.
You missed the Goonies train.
You are really old. That is true.
I think I had a Goonies lunchbox, dude. Like it was that hard. It was that hardcore.
You were that into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Or maybe I'm just envisioning my friends. I don't know. I can't remember. I'm so old.
So ultimately, if you want to save on a cell phone plan, one thing you need to do is to consider your carrier. Man, mostly they're the same now. Verizon's network, it still seems to be the best everywhere you go. I know there are a lot of people that, you know, travel all over the country, are in the mountain states, are kind of in more rural areas. And Verizon does work better in those places. But if you're in a major metropolitan city, if you're in the suburbs of a city, you're usually okay with a less fancy network. And Verizon definitely charges a lot more for you to be on their slightly better network.
Yeah, man, that's a great point. Also, consider doing the family and friends plan. You know, if you can get more folks on your plan, that will often save you money. Although that can be a huge pain, and single lines are also starting to get a good bit cheaper as well. So it may not even be worth the hassle. And I say this out of personal experience. This is something Joel and I both do. We are on the same family friends plan, and do we have 10 people now or 9?
I think we just have one drop off, but we're hoping to pick two up. So we'll see how it goes.
Wait, we can go from 9 to 11.
No, we were at 9. We went down to 8, and we're hoping to go back up to 10.
Okay, we got two more. Hopefully, yep. Lined up soon.
But it is a pain. I will tell you, it is a pain.
Yeah. So you're the one. I'll go ahead and set you up because you're the one that, like, the account's under your name, and you're the one that's basically charged with, you know, collecting cell phone rent from people you don't even know, because I got some friends. Actually, they're like siblings of my friends. Like, they're not even folks I know super closely all that well. And I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure they're good for it, dog. Just like sign them up.
No, it's honestly worked out really well for all of us.
Okay.
But it's just really changed in the last year and a half to 2 years, maybe, where cell phone plans for individuals have kind of started to decrease rapidly, almost to the point where family plans were. For a minute, family plans were by far the
cheapest option.
You just couldn't even get close to that with a single or double plan. And now you're starting to get at that point with other providers that really, you know, 10 separate lines can be close to the same price as a 10-person family plan.
Yeah. So our 10-person family plan, we're paying right now about 23 bucks a person, right?
Yeah, something like that.
And when we first signed up, we hit a promotion, and that's something that we'll mention later. You know, you got to look for those deals, those promotions. But for a point there, were we paying $11 a line?
We were paying $11 a
line. Yeah, I know that for a year. Kate and I, we were paying you $22 a month, you know, and we each had our own phone, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's still great now. But yeah, like I said, the new family plans, right, of 4 lines, even those are rivaling what we're paying now. They're getting down close to 23 bucks for sure.
Yeah. So let's talk about Matt's specific providers, specific costs, and kind of where you should go as a single individual or as a dual line or family plan right after this break. All right, Matt, we promised specifics, so let's get into it. We said that the prices for single line cell phone plans has gone down, and that is so true. So let's call out a few of the best companies to consider when you're looking for a single line cell phone plan. So one of my personal favorite companies, Matt, and one that's been around for quite a while now in this space that actually really has kind of changed the game for everyone involved. Mm-hmm. I feel like they've been one of the main competitors that spurred competition, Republic Wireless. You can, for $20, get unlimited talking and text with 1 gig of data, and then you can pay $5 more per gig when you use more. That's nice. One of the best deals out there on the market for a single line. Another one of the best deals now, which I kind of hate to say it, it's Xfinity Mobile, but it actually is a really good deal. So if you have Comcast for your internet service, you can get Xfinity Mobile. It's $12 for, again, unlimited talk and text, and you get 1 gig of data with that. So if you're a small data user, I would say Xfinity Mobile and Republic Wireless are two really great ones to consider.
Yeah, man, for someone like me, that might actually be, you know, really good. I'm actually thinking through, like, how much time I spend at home, like working from home, like on Wi-Fi. I mean, that's all I do. I don't have a life, you know. I just, like, sit at home. I don't really have friends.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've said that about you on many occasions.
Yeah, so, like, why do I actually need a cell phone plan that allows me to use it out in the world, like out in space?
As long as you can use it in your cave of a home, you'll be fine.
But no, I mean, that's something that we mentioned earlier. Like, if you're looking at a plan that does have less data, or data, depending on how you say it, that might entirely be an option for you, especially if you're spending a good amount of time either at home or at work. And obviously, everyone has Wi-Fi, or just about everyone should have Wi-Fi at work. And so while, like, on the surface, these numbers don't sound like enough, right? Like, you hear like, oh, you get like 1 gig of data. But gosh, really, how much do you really need if you're going to be on Wi-Fi? You know, that's why earlier I was mentioning going back and looking at your statements and seeing how much are you actually using? Because I think there might be a good chance that folks are using a good bit less than they maybe even realize.
Yeah, so just a couple more companies, Matt, that if you're looking for single line service, you should consider. And by the way, I know this is a lot of information. We will link to all these companies in the show notes as well. Unreal Mobile, you can get a gig for $10. or 2 gigs for $15. Again, that comes with unlimited talk and text. That's kind of the way all these plans are set up now. Project Fi, which is a product of Google. Yeah, and with Project Fi, you pay $20 a month and then $1 per tenth of a gig of data that you use. So I kind of like that, Matt, that they are not just charging per single gig, but they're going down to the tenth of a gig of data. So you can essentially know that you're not paying for more than you're using. And if you're a light user, you're going to be paying very little. And Project Fi, from everything I've heard, all the reviews, man, they've got really, really good service because they use multiple networks actually as their backbone.
Yeah, man. And of those sort of off-brand, you know, names, specifically Fi and Republic Wireless are the, you know, most highly rated across the board and with Consumer Reports. You know, and that's actually worth mentioning as well, that these sort of non-traditional cell phone carriers, they all run off of the different major networks that you've heard of, right?
And yeah, so, it's not like they've built out their own networks that they're trying to compete. They're buying space on these major networks. So you're, paying T-Mobile money for T-Mobile, you can pay one of these other companies money and
Republic Wireless.
Yeah. And get the T-Mobile network at a much cheaper price.
Yeah, exactly. And so Xfinity, they run off of Verizon's LTE network, and Unreal Mobile, they run off of the Sprint network. And so they're essentially the sort of like generic, you know, they're like the store brand version of these trusted name brands that you've heard of.
Like Tastio's. Instead of Cheerios.
Oh, man. That totally reminds me of Kroger. I think it was Kroger in college. I used to get their Frosted Mini Spooners. And that was like the Frosted Mini Wheat equivalent, obviously.
You got to love the off-brand names they come up with.
They get creative or they just don't because they don't care at all.
I will call it Spooners. It's fine.
It'll be delicious.
So now that we've talked about, Matt, some of the best cell phone plans for single lines, let's talk about some of the ones for two lines. And really, some of the ones that we just mentioned as single lines are some of the best for two people. The best discounts ultimately end up coming for people that do family plans. But I wanted to mention, if you're over 55, T-Mobile has a $35 per line for a $70 total for those two lines. And you're getting that unlimited plan. And another great feature about T-Mobile, which we'll get into a little bit further on down, is their overseas coverage. So if you're over 55 and do travel overseas a lot, that T-Mobile plan is a really good deal. T-Mobile is also offering 50% discounts for military members. So just kind of wanted to mention both of those in case you're in either of those boats.
Yeah, Joel. And like you mentioned, you can't beat the family plan, right? The best cell phone coverage that you're going to be able to get is going to be for four lines or more, and that's going to be a family plan. Specifically, Cricket Wireless. They've got an awesome plan where you can get four lines of unlimited data for $100. And that kind of gets down to that sort of sweet spot. You know, you got four lines, $100, do the math, that's $25 a line. That's getting really, really stinking close to our $23 a line without the hassle of getting these deadbeats to pay up and you're having to send them texts.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever had anybody not pay, actually?
No, everybody's been pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, just, you know, people that forget every once in a while.
You have to, like, send a reminder.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Well, yeah, and I want to mention that Sprint probably offers the best family line deal right now. And I promise, not a homer for Sprint, even though we're on them. Yeah. But if you transfer from a different cell phone company to Sprint right now, they will give you a free entire year of service for your family. It's kind of crazy. We'll put a link to it in the show notes so that you can check it out.
That's insane, man.
It's insane. They've had that offer going on for a little while. And really, man, it can save you upwards of $1,500 in a single year, you know, by essentially having free cell phone service for that time. And then after that, it goes back up to the normal price point. But then you're free to switch to another company at that point in time. I would just say, if you do have, like, you know, a family plan somewhere else, you know, consider that free Sprint offer, because that's a huge savings in just a year.
Awesome, man. Those are some great specifics when it comes to, you know, plans. But with carriers, you know, if you still feel that you still really need to have Verizon because you live in an area, maybe out in the country, where they're basically the only ones that you're going to be able to get coverage with, you know, consider Total Wireless or Xfinity Mobile. They are on that Verizon network, but for way cheaper than the actual fancy Verizon plan.
Yeah, and if you really need unlimited data, the best providers of that at the most reasonable prices that are major networks are T-Mobile and Sprint, and they are especially good if you also travel overseas and want cheap coverage as well.
Yeah, Joel, we're going to talk more here about the international travel benefits. In addition to that, we're going to talk about how you can save even more money on your cell phone plan right after this break. All right, Joel, back to cell phone plans. I wanted to mention this real quick before we keep moving, that the cell phone plan space, you know, like the industry, it's always changing, and deals are easy to find because we have such a competitive marketplace now. You know, like we've got the big carriers, but then on top of that, these smaller companies have kind of sprouted up and are piggybacking off of those networks and taking advantage of the unused network. And what that means is a lower price for us.
Yeah, man, there are so many companies offering really cheap cell phone service that we haven't even talked about, right? We've covered some of the cheap ones, but there are dozens of companies in this space now offering ridiculously cheap prices depending on what you're looking for. So depending on your usage, let's say you use 200 megabytes of data or something ridiculously small. There are companies that cater exactly to your specific needs. So, you know, shopping around and doing your research is really important.
Yeah, and let's go ahead and talk about, too, the international travel benefits. So if you travel overseas, you might want to spend some more for service than you normally would to get that free, robust international coverage, right? Project Fi, T-Mobile, and Sprint are all going to be the best options for you there. So for you, it could be worth a few extra bucks a month to you to have that service if you'll use it.
Yeah, Matt, and so we're on Sprint, and they've got almost as good of an international plan as Project Fi and T-Mobile. Not quite, but they cover you in a ton of countries around the world, and we can get free slow data, free texting, and 20 cents a minute phone calls. So it's just really nice to have that option. Some of the major old school providers like AT&T and Verizon will charge you a fee per day to use your plan internationally. And so I would say if you do travel internationally a lot, you should really think about going with either Project Fi, T-Mobile, or Sprint. You know, look at what they offer, and you're not going to get like blazing fast LTE speeds, you know, while you're in Europe on these plans, but you will get something like really solid, and it comes included in the price of your monthly bill.
Yeah, man, that's not actually something I've ever done. You know, taking my cell phone over into a different country and used it before, I think I would immediately feel like I've like upgraded to baller status, you know, like if I had my phone and I just pulled it out and started using it like I normally would have.
I'm not going to lie, man. I take at minimum one international trip a year. I like to take two if I can, but
you fancy.
Yeah. And so it is so nice to be able to essentially just not do anything and take my phone with me.
I can see how nice that would be. Yeah. Like I'm envisioning it and I'm just like, man, that would be freaking awesome.
And we're paying $23 a month and I still get that awesome international service.
Yeah, I love that.
And Matt, I wanted to mention that there are other discounts that you could potentially qualify for, maybe through your employer, through your local credit union, or through other companies that you do business with. So on that Sprint bill, man, we get 25% off a huge chunk of that bill just because my employer offers a discount if you join up on a Sprint plan.
Which is sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the benefit that you receive through your employer is distributed to all 8 of us now. Hopefully 10.
Yeah, and my credit union, man, they offer something similar. They offer a 10% discount. So not quite as strong as my employer, but make sure to look around and see what your credit union offers or what your place of business offers. There might be a sweet deal like waiting there in the wings for you that you just haven't jumped on yet. And all it takes is to open your eyes and look around. It's worth doing some research to see if the plan that you're currently on, if there's a discount for it just because of the place where you work.
You know, it almost seems like that's a small amount of money. And it is, right? If it's just for 1 month. But like we said earlier, this is a bill that we pay every single month. And so if you're saving 10% or if you're able to save 25%, that's a huge deal when you are paying that every single month. It might feel like you're couponing if it's just a single purchase, like a one-time thing, and that it may not be worth your time. But if you're able to do that one time and then off every single bill for the next year or 2 years or however long that you have that plan, you're going to have some substantial savings that will be well worth the time to know that information.
Yeah, completely.
And then other fees too, like the dumb activation fee, you know, that's always involved when you get a new phone. Be sure to call up and see if you can get them to waive that. This is something we've talked about on a previous episode, the art of asking for a discount. But even just asking, you know, what, like, the worst they can say is no. But see if there's a way where you can figure out, like, hey, I'm a nice guy. You're a nice guy. Like, that whole thing. Maybe you feel silly, you know, saying it that way. But just see if there's different fees. And you'll be surprised at the control that the teller has, you know, the person that's ringing you up. Or maybe you happen to be getting checked out by a manager and they have the ability to give you an even steeper discount. It never hurts to ask.
Yeah, and I think I maybe mentioned in that episode that Twitter can be a great place to ask for a discount. So consider reaching out to your cell phone company on Twitter, on the social media, and maybe they'll have like a little more wiggle room to help you with some of those silly fees. And that activation fee specifically, it's often like $30 to $40, depending on the cell phone company. And it's just kind of a bogus fee. And so I would just recommend giving it a shot. I feel like 90% of the time I have had success getting them to waive that fee.
Yeah, man, that reminded me of Kate. So I mentioned my brother-in-law, you know, they had their baby. Kate mentioned that she went to the hospital today and she went to the parking deck and the guy that was sitting there to, you know, like let people through. And she didn't ask him for a free pass, but she was just friendly, being nice. You know, she's happy to be there and, you know, go see a new baby. And the guy was just like, well, how long are you going to be here? And she's like, you know, like probably an hour. And he's like, here you go. And he reached in his pocket and pulled out like a free pass, a chaser, like the card that you stick in after.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You know, just kind of being friendly and being human, it can go a long way in saving you a buck.
No doubt, buddy. All right. So we got to tell people about this amazing beer we just had. Casa Agria, Zarza Marrone. Thanks again to my buddy, Josh.
Yeah, Josh, we owe you a huge one because this beer is the best.
Dude, this is delightful. This was
so good.
Blackberries, cranberries, and raspberries in a Flanders style brown. It was like berry jam with a little bit of tartness. And dude, it was absolutely beautiful.
And I will say it poured very brown. Like when we poured it before we started recording, I was kind of shocked at how sort of muddy water it looked, which sounds incredibly unappetizing, but this beer was incredibly delicious. It, you know, it was a sour. And one of the things I love about sour beers is that for me, it doesn't fill me up. For some reason, if I wanted to, I could keep drinking sour beers. It doesn't hit you quite like a stout does, right? Where it feels like you're just drinking a lot of calories. Luckily, the ABV on this one is 6.4%, so it's pretty light. You and I are splitting this bottle here, but yeah, that's one of the things I've found, man, with sour beers is that something about them, it just doesn't, you know, it doesn't fill me up. You know what I'm talking about?
I definitely do. Okay. And I will say, man, you know, I've mentioned this on the show before that a sour beer with fruit mixed in there is one of my favorite all-time styles. And I feel like this is my first beer from this brewery, Casa Agria. And man, they just kind of vaulted up to the top of my list. I totally want to have more stuff from them because this hit the nail on the head in one of my favorite beer styles ever.
Yeah, so this is a Flanders brown. So typically, I think Flanders reds tend to be a little more popular, and the flavor profile of those tend to be maybe a little more forward, like in your face, kind of aggressive. And you and I were talking kind of off air earlier how this is a lot more subtle. It's a brown ale, so it's a Flanders brown, and it kind of ramps up to that flavor, but it just doesn't smack you in the face, like right when you drink it. It's kind of subtle. It kind of eases its way in into your taste buds. And oh my gosh,
it's like nicely balanced.
Yeah, it's so well balanced.
Even though it's got just massive amounts of flavor, it still feels balanced.
Yeah, it builds. It's got all those berries. Yeah, it's just wonderful. All right, Joel, let's hit him with our final thoughts.
Yeah, man, the first thing I want to say is people are paying way too much for their cell phone service. So if you keep getting that bill every month, open it up instead of letting it auto pay. Remember what you're paying. Look it in the face. And then decide, you know what? I'm going to pay less because this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, man. Also, when you're looking at that statement, look at how much you're actually using. I think you'll find that you might be using much less than you think when so much of our time is spent in locations that have Wi-Fi, whether it be at home or at work or at a friend's house. You'll find that you're on Wi-Fi and that you're not actually using your data. So if you're able to use less of your cell phone's data, you're going to end up paying less. Yeah, and for a list of some of the cell phone carriers that are providing the best deals, whether that be for single lines, multiple lines, or even four lines or more, if you're going to do the family plan, go to our website. Check it out.
Yeah, the cell phone space, it's always changing, and it's a really competitive landscape. So if you haven't shopped for cell phone service in a while, chances are you're paying way too much. Also, there's a good chance that your company or a company that you do business with offers you an additional discount on the cell phone plan that you're currently on. Look into that, because I'm saving 25% on my plan because of an employer-sponsored deal.
And to that, all eight of us say, thank you, Papa Joel.
No problem, little birdies. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Our home on the web is howtomoney.com. We'll have show notes up for this episode with links to each and every specific cell phone provider that we mentioned.
That's right. And if you like what you hear and have found our podcast helpful, let us know. You can give us a review on Apple Podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. And while you're there, be sure to subscribe.
Until next time, buddy.
Best friends out, man.
Best friends out.